We got live performances, new music videos, and a new album dropping. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Lives. The beat.
Trust in your intuition.
Wolves howl at any hour, cross them and I'll devour you in a second. Better mind how you walk through.
Making it out alive, I'm starting to hope too. But my life is wonder and terror of beauty and nature. Independent here on my own, still doing it major. Here you cannot be on the phone, so do me a favor. Oh, wait, slow down. Rabbit holes where it goes down. Do not interrupt the flow now. Look at me, eyes peeled, know you're gonna be healed. I've been down in nitty gritty and stayed in the hills. I've been all over the world now, but never to chill. Been exposed to finding things and Italian meals. What a change, Wonderland is amazing. Ain't been partying for days, I'm the same shit, same shit. Never mind who I came with, man, I never ever wanna leave. Let me stay lit, let me stay. Right, right, bitch, I'm the man, don't be scared. Give me your hand, take you to Wonderland. Man, it's really in the plan, but fuck with your plans, it's fun. Wonderland is amazing, ain't it? Picture perfect colors of the images are inverted or for a purpose. I say this shit loud and clear for you all, and I know you heard it. I know you're learning ways of this place, and you show your concerns. And I understand how you feel, but fuck how you feel. You can only eat if you hunt, and are you willing to kill? Mercy is never shown, and damn it, it's all I've known. Remember to pay your debts. This shit is some Game of Thrones. But I wanna know what's right now. Was you with me? Come fuck with me here. There's no life for you in the city. I can show you magic. I swear this shit is so trippy. Only you can have it. Let's make a deal quick. What's some real shit? All it takes is for you to hear and to feel this. I said I am, bitch, I'm the man, don't be scared. Give me your hand, take you to Wonderland. Man, it's really in the plan, but fuck with your plans as well.
We have live performances, new music videos, and new albums. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Lives. The beat.
Wolves howl at any hour, cross them and I'll devour you in a second. Better mind how you walk through.
Making it out alive, I'm starting to hope too. But my life is wonderful.
fear and terror of beauty and nature. Independent here on my own, still doing it major. Here you cannot be on the phone, so do me a favor. Oh, wait, slow down. Rabbit holes where it goes down. Do not interrupt the flow now. Look at me, eyes peeled, know you're gonna be healed. I've been down in nitty gritty and stayed in the hills. I've been all over the world now, but never to chill. Been exposed to finding things and Italian meals. What a change. Wonderland is amazing. Ain't it? Been partying for days, I'm the same shit, same shit. Never mind who I came with, man, I never ever wanna leave. Let me stay lit.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives, The Beat. That was Little Sims, Picture Perfect. Make sure you guys check her out. She's so dope. Great videos. We are here live in studio with my queen to be.
What's good?
Okay. She tried it.
Ring.
Mr. Carter, though.
You already know.
All right, we got some great guests here today. First and foremost, you know what I'm saying, because we got fam in the building. Yeah. Joshua Triplett's back.
I'm happy to be back.
Not back by himself. He bought the little princess, but okay, I'm going to keep
We'll bring her up in a little bit.
I'll
make all the coins
and
whatnot. And then we got Miss Angelie in the building.
Welcome to VHL.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah. Girl, this girl is so turned. She's from the Bay, and it delivers it in her music.
her third eye wide open.
Okay.
You already know.
So let's get into it. Josh, you've been busy, bro.
Keeping busy,
out
man.
Here, yes. I like turn on my TV, and it's like, oh, look who be popping up during
You pop up. He could pop up a few times during the during commercial break.
That's good.
That's working.
I'm like,
that's
look good. At him. All right, so we're in the commercial. We're chilling with the commercial games and the acting right now. How's that been going? Because I know you just moved into a new place and getting that settled. So how's the balancing life right now?
It's hard. So acting is full-time for me. You know, the music is when I fit it in. Mm-hmm. But I just released EP, so I'm excited about that. Finally, had to take a break from the acting for a 30-day period to just focus on music. So
awesome.
But the acting is good. I got like 11 commercials running right now.
Yeah,
man. And I think my daughter has 10.
Right
Yes, y'all.
Check out that Samsung. Sorry, I got
that
man.
It's
like
a movie.
I'm like a proud mom because I wanted to cry when I saw her in that astronaut suit. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, she's an astronaut. I was like, look at my baby.
So
then to see you guys together.
That's what I love because half
of each is like us together, just dad and daughter, you know.
Yep.
And we have a Walmart coming out soon for Christmas.
Can't wait
to see that's new information.
Hey,
so how great does it feel to work with you, knowing that you're raising a child who's loved the same thing that you love,
man.
And you're able to work with you're on some Will Smith, Jaden Smith stuff right
it's,
now.
For me. I'm trying to, so I use Will Smith as an example, but I'm trying to definitely go beyond that in a sense. I got my wife involved as well, but I'm doing it along my journey. Like, I feel like Will Smith was already there, and it was kind of like, all right, Jaden, this is, you know, but I'm like, look, Jaden, we're doing this together.
Yeah, y'all growing
together. You know, we just booked something. We're learning as we go. I really feel like she's about to book this big TV show and, like, just change everyone's lives. I see that happening. But
I cannot.
It's just remarkable for me because I look at her as a six-year-old. I'm like, you're SAG. You are six.
Mm-hmm.
You've been doing it since you were two. You getting checked. Your college is paid for.
Yeah. Come on.
Like, she asked about a car. She was like, you know, in high school, will I get a car? I was like, well, you can pay for cars.
Okay.
I'm not going to be buying a car. But,
you
know,
yourself a car.
But, you just pick a good one. That's, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it blows my mind. It's a dream come true for me to come from Ohio with I had nothing. I had $5,000 to my name. My wife, she was two, and I'm like, we about to come to LA. I'm about to do something. I ain't putting out no job applications. Mm-hmm. I'm not coming to do no 9-to-5s. I'm coming to really do my entertainment.
So. Mm-hmm. So now we take the step back. We focus on music because we've been focusing on this album for a minute.
I know.
Like a minute.
I know.
Like almost like
a year.
Yeah.
I know.
So what was it? Was it just work, or was it like you just wanted the perfect sound? Like
both.
You...
So I'm actually still working on the actual album. That's why I just released the EP.
Okay.
So this was a way for me to repackage my singles because I released three singles: "Just Saying," "Too Long," and "Commitment." And I wanted a way to repackage the singles for those who didn't know, but also give away some new music that I knew wouldn't go on the concept album. So
why is that? What's going on with the concept?
Sonically, I'm going in a different direction. That's why I named the EP In Development, because I'm developing my sound as an artist. You know, I'm so, at this point, for the first time as an artist, I'm so comfortable with me as a person, as an individual. You know, I used to be J Tripp as a name, alter ego. I'm Joshua Tripler. Like, I want to give the people me. Like, I want people to see my relationship with my daughter. I want people to see that I'm a married man and my life, my grind, my struggle. Happily married man, for sure. I want people to see that I'm an actor first and that music is, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't really make the money, the same coin that acting does, but at the same time, my passion is still in it. And I want people to be able to hear and learn something from my music about me.
Honest to God in development. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
like, and that's why it's called in development, because I'm developing. I'm developing my sound. I'm developing my story. I have the concept together, though. So for the pilot season, this project was supposed to be pilot season. But
we're pushing it back.
You remember. But it's still going to be pilot season. It's going to be a visual album. It's going to be a feature film, though. And the reason why I'm doing that is because I'm going to tell the story of the past 10 years of my life. So from 2007 to 2017, relationships, ups and downs, stuff that people are going to be like, yo, you stupid. Like, people are going to be like, you did what? And, you know, it's one of those things you really have to be vulnerable and you have to really let people in. And I was never comfortable letting people in because, I mean, I'm a commercial actor. Like, you put something on Instagram, you're like, all right, filter. Mm-hmm. All right, this picture. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to let people in. Like, this is real. This is real life.
So we're going to get a story, a visual story. We're going to
get a full story.
So is it going to be an actual pilot that we may even be able to pitch?
I hope so. I mean, depending on how long it is, I definitely think so. Okay. I definitely think so. I'm just excited because I think I'm going to, and this is no shade to anybody who's ever released visual albums, but I think I'm going to get it right as far as the storytelling, the narrative part of it, because I'm an actor. Mm-hmm. And because I'm a filmmaker, because I have my own production team, mm-hmm. I can really get into the scene aspect of it and not focus on, oh, these are music videos for these songs, as opposed to I'm about to tell you a story visually, and my music will be the original score to this story.
So it was like chapter one, chapter two, chapter three. We got to wait for the next video. Good. So that sounds good.
I'm working on that right now. And unfortunately, a lot of stuff that I worked over the past few, you know, year or so won't work. So I was like, package it up into in development.
EP. Perfect.
EP. There you go.
Well, and it keeps people happy too, so that way we ain't just watching you on the commercials.
I'm developing. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm in development right now. Like, be patient. I'm still out here. I still got music that I'm working on, but I'm working on the grand scheme of, like, my artistry right now.
So let's go. We've already played this before, but let's get y'all reminders so you can go get the EP. We're going to play Commitment by Joshua Tripler.
I got you here all alone. Girl, you know there'd be trouble. No. Girl, we've been here before. This time it won't be no struggle going on. Let me touch you, show me places that are on your body. Travel to your foreign places. I'm giving you a part of me. A part of me. I just need a part of you.
Girl, let's get naked.
If you wanna know the truth,
I don't wanna wait. I don't wanna wait for our lives to be over. I know I gotta change.
It may not be in every dream.
I know I gotta change. I know I gotta change.
I know I gotta change.
Commitment.
I'll change for you if you want me to. But you gotta tell me, is it you dream? Or no? Would you rather be conditional? Scared to break his heart. let me touch you, show me faces that are on your body. Travel to your foreign places, I'm giving you a part of me, a part of me. I just need a part of you.
Girl, let's get liquid.
If you wanna know the truth,
I don't wanna wait.
I don't wanna wait, no.
For our lives to be over.
Joshua Triplett commitment. And what people don't know is, like, you directed this.
I produced it.
And put it all together.
I edited it.
Edited it yourself.
Yeah.
That's what we love out here, people. You know what I'm saying? Put your artistry to it.
Right, that real raw.
Yeah. Wait, so are these drone shots?
Yeah.
I am absolutely in love with this video.
Thank you.
Not because I love you and love your daughter. Like, I'm really in love with it.
I try to give an essence to the 90s a little bit, but also the narrative aspect of videos again.
Even a man looking to a girl and saying, I'll change for you.
Right. No,
like, and it ain't Jaheim.
And it ain't Jaheim.
No, but this really feels good. Like, I could see myself driving down to PCH and I'm buying it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Online,
so iTunes,
EP available. Yes.
EP in development. It's on there.
Yo, very sexy. Really? Very, like.
That was on 5 different beaches along Malibu Coast.
Yeah, oh, wow. That's definitely okay. PCH.
It looks like it. But I wanted to be very nondescript. It was a 3-day shoot, which normally if I shoot music videos for clients, it's a day. I'm like, all right, day, let's get it in, 10 hours, 12 hours max. But I was like, y'all, I need help, please. 3 days, this is what I want. And just had to, you know, location scout and really get the people involved. The actress was amazing. She was like, I feel like we wrapped at 4 a.m. and she had to go straight to work the next day. And then she works like late night, so she ended up coming right back.
She believed in the project. She believed in the project.
And even the belly dancer, like, just randomly, like, it just adds a simple little element.
And
once
you watch the full story, the belly dancer is actually my current relationship. So commitment. If you watch, just give a little bit. It's a spoiler alert, but the girl that you see me with is a side chick, essentially. But the belly dancer that you see throughout is just kind of women's intuition. Like, I see you cheating on me. I see what you're doing. I'm still here with you because we're together. And then I go back home and I'm with her. And I try to, like, I get to the point where I actually try to propose to my side chick. Like, look, let's make this happen. And she was like, nah. She turned away because she's also in a relationship.
Yeah. I need a movie!
Okay. Yeah.
Pilot season.
I'm telling you, the concept's about to be crazy. And it's one of those situations, like, I want to entertain people, and I know one of the most powerful things, like I said, as an actor, is stories. People watch Power for the story. People watch Empire, Scandal.
Yeah.
You know, everything else is the story. They fall in love with the character, so I really want to, I want people to fall in love with me as the artist.
Mm-hmm. I'm into it.
Yeah. I'm with it.
I'm into it.
All right.
I wish we could have played the whole shit. I didn't want to go.
The point is, you go to his YouTube and you give him the click.
The click, though. Look at that
visual.
Yeah.
No,
that
bro.
Is PCH.
That's the Santa Monica Mountains.
That's
right
work.
Santa Monica Mountains?
Yeah.
Well, I love the
90s vibes.
Okay.
We need that. God bless you. And I got a flash. You're going to be huge.
Thank you.
You're going to be gigantic. While I'm watching this, no, for real, I got a flash. And let me tell you something. I'm never wrong, number one. And number two, like.
To me, the only thing that's holding you up right now, which you just said you're going to start opening up to, is with a lot of people that come in here, they're always performing everywhere and everyone getting their face out there. A lot of what you're doing is getting your face out there
visually.
Absolutely.
But now you said you're going to start performing more, getting out there. And I think that's going to see
a
live production. That, if you do this on video, what's your live production? Man,
yeah.
I know. That's crazy. That's amazing.
That's like anticipation.
Here for it.
Okay.
God bless you. Sorry.
God bless you. Where can check your music out? And
JTripNation.com, or I'm on at JTripNation on all social media outlets. So
boom.
That was sick.
All right, y'all. Make sure you guys check it out in development. And when pilot season comes out, you already know he's going to be back. Okay. We're not going to play that Angel Hayes one. I'll play it next week because I want to play that Queen Herbie one. Okay. So I played Queen Herbie. She did that Busta Rhymes, the white girl.
Oh.
She used to be in the group Carmen. Oh, her wow. and her boyfriend.
Okay.
So they got rid of Carmen because the whole like they weren't into the whole folky thing.
Okay.
She's going back to hip hop. So she did this remix to Ayo and Tayo Rolex.
No.
I was actually here for Carmen.
Yo, I was chill.
She was amazing. I got their cover mixtape or something they dropped.
Really? The acapella.
It was dope.
They just had an album Pulse. That came out. I liked.
Oh, Leo Rising. Yes, it was everything. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what she's about to do right now. But I'm kind of here for it. Take a look at this.
Okay.
Were you high?
Yep, sure was. On a hash blunt, too. You're gonna die, you know? When she drops her freestyle.
I just wanna roll it, roll it, roll it with a devil ranch. I already got some designer to hold up my pants. I just want some ice on my wrist so I look better when I dance. Got you looking at it, put you in a trance. I just wanna roll it, roll it, roll it with a devil ranch. I already got some designer to hold up my pants. I just want some ice on my wrist so I look better when I dance. Got you looking at it, put you in a trance. All I ever wanted was a rolling, rolling. All I ever wanted was a rolling, rolling. Cooler than a snowman with the ice all on me. Now your chick all on me, now your chick all on me. Hey, I'm dropping licks like Mariah. My verses are icy, somehow they on fire. I'm not good at science. I'm like Eminem, but I got a vagina. Hey, I cannot fake it. It's not made in China, no need for Ghost Rider. And yeah, you talking shit while your girl on the street and she passing out all of my flyers. Ooh, these females inspired. She listen to me cause my music describe her. I know that the hustle's required. I'm off of this hip-hop, I never get tired. I keep dropping bars and I only get tighter. You watching me rap like I like her, so put some good green on my rider. I'm all the way up, I can only get higher. What are you thinking? The glasses are clicking, the haters are blinking like fuck. My swag is immaculate, crisp like a bag of chips. Look at you falling in love. I can't wait too far to be average. I'm calling the shots in the factors. My confidence makes me a savage.
Queen Herbie, yeah, Rolex remix.
Oh, yeah.
See, this is what Iggy Azalea was trying to
do.
She's sick. She needs the credit. She needs the backing.
I'm working on getting her in here.
We need her. She needs the backing. She needs Queen the credit. Her. She needs the she's dope. Men, what is going on?
The women are taking over
lyrically.
Yo, okay, ready? I got one more for y'all. Her name is TT the Artist, and if y'all are into the 90s vibe, check this out. It's called Fly Girl.
All I ever wanted.
This the Fly Girl movement. Straight like that.
You want to be a Fly Girl? What's the move? You want to be a Fly Girl? Show me proof. You want to be a Fly Girl? All the Fly Girls break it down.
No, this is my
jam. You want to be a Fly Girl? What's the move? You want to be a Fly Girl? Show me proof.
I mean, watch that mark and I see that, bro.
Doing my squat.
You doing the squat to this?
She's from London.
Fun. It was so fun in 90s.
This is early 90s.
Okay.
She got on that Martin.
That Martin background.
The Martin background.
I'm here for this 90s vibe. She got that all
and
day.
And even the mic that they recorded on, like, it has that tinny kind of, like...
Yeah. The director did good, though.
Yep.
Like, the director really took it to that level.
TT the Artist, Fly Girl.
Yeah.
What?
Hey.
Make my day. Hey, TT the Artist, so check her out. She has another song called Lavish, and I've played one of hers called Thug It Out before, where all the girls dressed as, like, gangsters, and they were on those bikes. You liked it.
you liked it.
I have to remind her. You know what I'm saying? But it was very different. Every video is a total different vibe, so check her out. She's from London. And like we said, I feel like a lot of these artists from London... They're
like
listening
London's
to ish from the 90s,
yeah.
And they're
yeah.
like, they're not scared to
they
put it out.
They're listening to that
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's taking over
yeah,
too.
Still
I remember when I went to London, they were playing. They were still playing LL Cool J, A Jingle Baby.
Hey,
go ahead,
yeah.
baby. Dressing like and dressed like Run DMC. I'm like, yo, y'all are way far. Y'all are way back. They was like, we love the music. I'm like, okay, but we done left that.
We done left that, and we have arrived, honey,
yeah.
because we got Miss Angela in the building.
Hey.
Yo, who literally slays, like, I mean, you just Google her and every photo is like, hi, Beyonce Flawless.
No, you're too sweet.
Seriously.
Thank you, though. I'm excited, you know, first time here.
So from the Bay to L.A.
Yep, yep.
I love that.
For about 3 years. So.
3 years. Okay, yeah. What's the kind of culture musically different? What's like the difference between the music?
There's a lot of differences. Honestly, like to me, NorCal and SoCal are like two different states almost. You know?
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, like real talk. But yeah, I mean, I definitely grew up on, you know, Keek the Sneak, Short, E-40, you know, Keisha Cole is from Oakland.
Come on, Keisha.
Yeah, love her. I saw her walking down, I was like getting a salad and she was right outside the spot. And I like, I don't fangirl like that, but I was like,
Keisha.
Yeah, I like freaked out. Yeah, no. That's so, cool. You know, it's definitely, it's similar. And, you know, I think the Bay and LA definitely, you know, we influence each other a lot. But it was a big difference definitely moving to LA. I went to college at Berkeley actually.
Oh wow.
Yeah. In the Bay. So then right after I graduated, I literally like packed up, drove down to LA. I was like, I gotta at least try this music. You know what I mean?
What was kind of the moment for you where you were like, this is what I want to do?
Well, I guess honestly, like I had been singing, you know, for fun. Like it was definitely a hobby and I loved to sing and write. Just, you know, growing up in high school. But once I got to college, I kind of just started, like, Berkeley's a very musical place, you know, like, just the city itself. Mm-hmm. The Pack came out of Berkeley. I don't know. Yep. Yeah.
A lot of
great music. And so there were always things going on and happening, and I ended up getting in the studio a few times. And honestly, my first time recording, it was a wrap. And so what I did was I ended up, I took 20 units a semester to graduate early so I could, like, finish. Yeah,
focused.
Focus on music. But it was crazy. Like, I was studying, you know, all day in class all day and then, like, recording all night.
And what's your ethnicity?
My dad is actually from India. Okay. And my mom, she's Caucasian, Irish and Scottish. But, yeah.
Okay. And how did that have any influence in kind of your music at
all?
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, the Bay is definitely, like, a melting pot just in general of cultures and stuff. But, I try to kind of like my new album that's coming out, I kind of have a lot of, you know, Middle Eastern and Indian Bollywood vibes.
Live for it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So it's definitely influenced a lot. I feel like more than anything, though, just being in the Bay.
And it's the perfect time right now because that whole vibe is about to be like...
Yeah, no, for real. I mean, everything is on kind of the dance hall, islandy. Yep. It's kind of shifting, you know. A lot of people are incorporating different sounds for sure, especially now that it's summer. You know, that vibe is definitely popping.
And so that's why your video is literally, like, the perfect summer song.
Thank you.
And you took a little bit from the early 2000s.
I love Lil Lumidy. Yeah, you know, that was, like, that was my joy back in the day. Right?
Queen can't handle that song. I'm obsessed.
I used to love that jam, yo.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You knew when those drums, when you heard those drums, you knew it was going to be lit.
Right. I can't wait to the dance floor.
I loved her, you know, the video, and she did the remix with Fabolous and Bust and everyone, you know. And so I kind of wanted to recreate that, but in, you know, I kind of wanted to recreate that, but like Bay, you know, like, in, you know, with a Bay vibe. So I had like Neff the Pharaoh, he's the homie, Lil B, Pilo, like a bunch of guys from HBK. Yeah. And so. Yeah, they came out and we had like a little mini sideshow. It was crazy. Nice. People were burning rubber like crazy in their cars. And so the people, the place where we filmed it was actually where 40 filmed Tell Me When to Go. So we locked that in, but they hit us. They're like, why are there rubber marks all over? We're like, oh my
sorry.
God. It turned into a big turn up. So it was fun. It was super dope, you know. Wanted to incorporate the Bay vibe for sure.
Let's take a look. Here's Angelique World.
Oh shit. Mint.
The way you look at me, take me higher. You the only one that's flyer. They want me, but I'm choosing you. You make them all look tired. Time is running out, so make them move. If you want me to stay, hold on to me. If you want me to stay, make me believe. If you want me to stay, prove it to me. But you're caught up in your ways. If you keep playing games, I gotta leave you.
Uh-oh, by Angelique. What is this building that you're inside?
So it's actually an abandoned train station.
Oh, wow.
And it's crazy because shortly after this, they ended up tearing it down. So we were like one of the last people to...
Great. That's an awesome aesthetic.
Yeah, isn't it dope?
Yeah, it's so dope. So you should go back and watch Tell Me When to Go. They filmed it in that train station. So
well, see, at least you can sing. Because Luka D drove me fucking crazy for two summers in a row. Excuse me. Luka D.
Drove me crazy and threw you off for two summers in a row. Oh yeah, you're from New York too. I'm from Queens, right? Okay. Me too. Mind you, I was getting my life over and over again.
But I like the concert. At least you can sing. At least you only took that little part, and you know, but it worked.
Yeah,
it's like Fast and the Furious out there.
Yeah, it was like that. I wrote it too.
Oh really? Her voice reminded me a little of Christina. DeBarge.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I love the DeBarge.
Yeah, yep. She's super dope.
So, okay, you said you're working on your album.
Yep. Actually, no, it's finished. I'm dropping it Friday.
So is it so? But like when you, I know because earlier you said you still work. So is it still like finishing and mixing and stuff like that? Or
it's like
completely done.
I actually tomorrow it'll be officially completely done. Yeah, technically.
Now where can everyone check it out?
It'll be on Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, pretty much everywhere. So.
All right.
Yeah,
and now
that.
it's going to kind of have a party vibe to it.
I will say like this isn't like a complete reflection of the album. I wrote it's 12 songs. I wrote 11 out of the 12 songs.
Give me something. Oh, you sing something. Sing something right now. 2.5 seconds. You got 5, 10 seconds.
Sunrise, when I look into your eyes, no disguise, these feelings I can't hide. My walls are falling down, our body's calling now. Can you strip down my worries? Take my love to the clouds.
Sorry, my voice put him on the spot.
Yeah, a lot of it is, I will say, like, I was very influenced by TLC, Lauryn Hill, Destiny's Child, a lot of, you know, a lot of people who empowered women, you know what I mean? And so a lot of the themes in the album are, I guess, girl power, and it's really just, like, a worldly vibe, and it's just, you know, encouraging girls to be themselves, you know?
And what's the title?
It's called Wolf Queen. It's a charity album, and a portion of the proceeds are going to my nonprofit to help protect wolves.
Now, what do wolves mean to you?
Well, I studied conservation and marine science in college. I've worked with, you know, wolves for a few years now, just with my nonprofit. But I actually have a wolf dog, and so I thought she was a husky when I adopted her. Come to find out, she wasn't a husky. So she kind of like she changed my life. She inspired me, and I ended up starting. You know, this portion of my nonprofit to actually protect wolves. So I wanted to incorporate that in my music and really, you know, have a cause and like a purpose behind it. So
that's so sweet.
I love it.
Thank you.
It's
lit.
Alpha. Okay, so Wolf Queen available this Friday on all music platforms.
Yep.
You know, you guys can make sure to check out the rest of the video. On Anjali World.
Yeah, it's at Anjali World on everything.
And then social media.
Yeah, Anjali World, too. Mm-hmm. At Anjali World, yeah.
And then we can get In Development, Joshua Triplett.
Sir.
Come here.
Jaden, come on up.
Come here, take
your
headphones
off. I'm a fan now, just so you know. Okay, real talk.
Hurry up, because we're about to go off. Come here. We're rapping.
All right, guys, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. We love you, appreciate you. Make sure you guys check out all the artists' music videos. Say what's up to Jaden. Make sure you guys check them out in the Samsung Galaxy commercial everywhere. You guys can follow us at BHL, The Beat, across all social media platforms. Hit me up at DJ Jesse J.
You can hit me up at Queen Wink on Instagram and on Snapchat.
You can hit me up at Anjali World on everything.
At JTripNation everywhere.
Everybody say bye.
Give me
Mr. Carter, though.
Mr. Carter, though.
Smooth Love, available on iTunes.
Hey.
Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Crispin, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Yo, I love it.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.